Next request is from Mr. Arthur Bender, who is proposing to locate a pound net near the concrete ships at Kiptopeak. During the 30-day comment period, we received three letters or emails protesting the placement of the net, mostly the same reasons that were articulated in opposition to Mr. Heath's nets. The net is to be located here. That is to scale. It's about 2,700 feet from shore and about 3,400 feet from this point. These are the concrete ships at Kiptopeak. This is Kiptopeak. The boat ramp, the state park is here. This is a heavily used boat ramp year-round. It's essentially the southernmost boat ramp on the eastern shore, so that people who want to fish along the Bay Bridge Tunnel or out in the middle of the bay for black drum or want to go south to the mouth of the bay and out into the ocean will quite often use this boat ramp. It's also heavily used during the fall winter striped bass season. In fact, there are a lot of anglers who stay in the cabins here at the state park and use this boat ramp. And because a lot of the striped bass fishing is done at night, a lot of the boats that are coming and going here, you know, are doing so under darkness. And based on that, led us to have some concern for pound nets in this area, because they do, to a degree, represent a hazard to navigation. Over time, obviously, anglers become aware of their presence and learn to avoid them, but obviously there's some learning experience that you have to go through when you place a new net out there. Again, this net would be in regulated Area 1. It would have to have the modified leaders in place during the summertime, so that addresses the turtle-dolphin issue. Does it represent a hazard to navigation? Well, it is 3,400 feet from the concrete ships, and this is a popular fishing area for recreational boats. But again, there was a matter of precedence that we came across when we were looking at this, and it is a pound net that's located here that's owned by Mr. Like. That was the subject of a public hearing in 2005, shortly after we adopted the public review process for pound nets. And following that hearing, the commission did agree to allow Mr. Light to place his pound net there. And again, we think that's a pretty significant precedent, given that it's even closer to the navigational areas and the concrete ships than the Bender proposal.
Been any documented incursions with that pound net, any boating incidents?
Not that I'm aware of.
Colonel Rhodes, you familiar with any boating incidents involving that pound net, the one that's closest to the concrete ships? I haven't heard of any of that. Okay.
We did make the folks at the state park aware of the proposals, all of these, and have not received any comments from them. So in light of that, we're recommending approval of the net.
Questions, Mr. Tankard?
Yeah, the beginning of the proposed Bender net and the end of the Like net, when you look at that, Jack, you know, a lot of folks, myself included, northeast, east wind, you're going to run that shoreline close. Is that going to make that more difficult to do?
Well, I mean, it's a fence in the water, so it's going to require boats to change their navigation, and they're going to have to learn it's there and be aware of it. There, and I don't show them here, but there are a multitude of nets all along this shore that go right up to shore. So you got to be careful about how close you get to shore anywhere along there. And now you're going to have an obstacle a little bit further out in the water to contend with as well.
Further questions?
One more
I'm sorry, Mr.
So will this be the only offshore net in this zone?
Other than Mr. Likes, it's the only one that I'm aware of in that area. In fact, there's a, let's see if it shows up. I thought there was another map in there. Your handout. Yeah. There is, page 4 of your evaluation, there's a engineering drawing of the nets in the area. And I don't see any others located. Well, there is one by Bender further up. You have this net. There's one way up here in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that looks to be about a mile away from his current proposal. Maybe a little further.
Mr. Lane?
What is the water depth in the area of the proposed pound net?
I don't know. It wasn't on his application. I don't know if law enforcement would know that or not.
It would be, I assume, in deeper water from looking at the photograph than the inshore gill net. And I presume, I would think that would be more of a navigation hazard than the gill net. Although, as Mr. Tank had mentioned, you can sneak along that shore if the wind's really blowing. And both of them could be hazards.
Further questions? Anything else, Jack?
Nope.
Is Mr. Bender here? Come on. Good afternoon. You're the applicant. What would you like to tell the commission?
Okay. Arthur Bender. Well, the depth of the water is approximately the same as all of the deep water stands in the area, which most of which are to the southern, like one would be right on the end of the concrete ships, and they dot the shoreline all the way down to almost a bridge tunnel. And it's roughly about 30 feet of water, 35 feet on the deep end. And the inshore end of the leader would approximately be about 18 feet. And there's a considerable distance. As Mr. Travelstead pointed out, there are traps running straight to the beach, but there's quite a bit of distance in between the inshore end of my leader and the inshore traps.
Mr. Lane?
Would this be the northernmost of the traps or pound nets?
At the present time, I would say yes. There's nothing stopping someone else from applying north of me. Again, there are only so many licenses out there, and someone may wish to. But at the present, I'd say I'm the northernmost applicant.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Bender. Is anyone here else in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden to approve, second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion. I would only say this, that if Mr. Likes hadn't been there, and Jack used the term precedent, I'm a little sensitive about that because precedent for me is subsequent to July of 2006. But I would tell you, I would not be in support of anything else any closer or another one any closer than Mr. Likes in that area because I think we're going to run into a problem. But considering this, Mr. Tankard.
That's my only, in light of the accidents we've had in the Bay River, Rappahannock, here lately, it is a concern. But it seems to me that a lot of boats that are launching out of here are smaller boats. The wind blows up, and they get closer and closer to shore. But it seems to me there is the Like is pushing them offshore a little bit, but the Bender net is far enough offshore. I think people can crease that. But it is something not to be, I don't think it should be overlooked. You know, the public safety is something we've got to take into account, particularly in this area.
Yeah. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention. Thank you, Jack.